The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Baby, do you want to go higher? Baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and Lexi Brinkley. Hey.
Hey.
That's what horses eat.
The gal's here.
Oh my gosh. I'm on about 2 hours sleep from last night.
Same.
For those of you in Houston or out in California listening to the show here a little later on in the day, we had a hell of a storm yesterday. Just come on to, I mean, we've
out
had a
nowhere.
Lot of storms, but this is the kind of storm that hit Oklahoma. I mean, for like a week straight, these just tremendous storms. The last
time
I
experienced 90 mile an hour winds.
I've never seen anything like it. Like since I was in a hurricane in Connecticut when I lived in the tri-state area many, many years ago. That's the last time I've seen weather like that. It was incredible. If you look at the photo of all the rain that got dumped on Dallas all at once, it's just incredible. There was a crane that went down, and I was thinking about that. You know, we're all going to die someday, and so can you imagine?
How do you want to go?
How do you want to go?
Say?
Well, not how do you want to go, but can you imagine you get up in the morning, you know, and
going
about your day, and you're like, get taken out by a crane?
Yeah.
Someone did.
They did.
Yeah.
And a couple
horrible.
People are critical. There was one person killed. There's one in critical condition and several people that were really injured. That crane that went down on the east side of Dallas was just unbelievable, the damage that it did.
But yeah. Driving by, I mean, honestly, one person being killed from that, which God rest their soul. But that's amazing.
That it is.
It only
that more
killed
people.
One person.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
In
though.
A complex full of people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I know I was getting ready to leave my house. I love, you know, crazy weather. So I was actually thinking about going out.
No.
Those storm chasing.
Yeah. I just love, you know, I'm an adrenaline junkie.
Oh,
I am.
Listen to this. Debbie Sexton and I came up on the elevator today. And she said that she was out at her pool, like an apartment pool or something.
Uh-huh.
And the maintenance guys came out as soon as they saw the weather coming in to get the umbrellas. And one of them was taken off the ground with an umbrella, like went 10 or 15 feet.
The guy
holding onto the umbrella. And I picture Mary Poppins like flying around with an umbrella. But she said it was wild. He like got taken off the floor.
I believe it.
Oh my God.
Hanging onto an umbrella.
I believe it. I mean, because I'm not a ussy pay at all. Like I'm fearless pretty much when it comes to, you know, so many things. And I went out because my recycling bin stuff started like flying all over. And this is when the storm first started. And I went to go out there to like grab the recycling bin and some of the stuff. And I was like, no way. My instincts told me, get in the house,
go
dummy.
Back.
Like, get in the
you
house.
You probably would have gotten taken away.
Who knows?
Birds flying across the yard.
It came sideways after that. I mean, it was a complete whiteout around my house. You know, I have a lot of big glass windows and said, get away from windows. And of course, we have a storm room, but it was crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But so after that, Vinny and I went and did Postmates together. And
what'd y'all deliver?
Oh my gosh. So I had a blast. I'm not kidding you. We delivered one thing of French fries with a dip, a side dip from Cane's. A lot of people like Cane's.
Yeah.
Another one from Cane's fried chicken. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've never eaten there. So I know they have chicken and they have sides and stuff. But I think that they're probably quite popular.
Yeah.
Cane's. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cane's is good.
Yeah. And so we went and when we went to deliver it, I said to the guy, because he was on my side, I said, hey, how you doing today? I got some chicken, fried chicken here for you. And my daughter goes, shut up, weirdo. You're not supposed to talk to him. I'm like, I'm just being friendly.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you talk to him?
I think she got their food.
She didn't want me talking to him.
Yeah.
You know.
So, yeah, I feel like I wouldn't trust if someone would like stick
I probably got her a better tip with my friendship. I mean, my friendliness.
With your friendship? Did you make a friend? A really good friend yesterday?
On a Postmates delivery.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's fun. It's really fun to do. And then, you get to multitask and maneuver.
I've seen videos
where guys are like eating the french
fries
waiting for
the
door.
Bag.
Yeah.
That's doing what?
There's someone, go ahead.
There's a video of a guy doing food delivery, and there's a video of him like eating French fries out of the bag, waiting for the person to open the door.
Oh my.
I'm like, that's why I wouldn't have someone random deliver my food. I'm feel like they would totally do that to me.
Bring me all my fries.
It's crazy.
Don't jip me.
So the fries went to a 12-year-old little girl. So at a real nice high rise. So her parents were probably gone. She's like, I'm getting myself some
fries. I need some French fries.
Postmates.
That's awesome.
Convenient.
I know, right? I might start doing it for fun.
I didn't even know Vinny did that. Like, how did she get that gig? Is it an easy job to get?
I think it's easy.
Yeah, it's
just
like Uber
up.
Any of those
So they don't vet these people?
No, they vet them. Oh, no, they do. They do background check
and stuff. Yeah, it's like Favor. Favor's the other one.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, our society's become so darn lazy.
You can't get out and get your French fries now?
You know what's funny?
Well, if you're 12, I get it.
This is funny, too. This kind of goes along with what we're talking about. And we have a great show, by the way, today. We are actually playing a tape that I recorded in Austin at the Capitol in a beautiful building right before we spoke.
At
the vaccine rally down in Austin. And it was in a room with Del Bigtree. And it's going to be two parts, two segments, and I think you're going to be really interested and shocked at what you hear, actually.
It's good.
It's really, really good.
And today's only the first half. Tomorrow is the second half.
Yeah, tomorrow's the second half. We recorded
a long interview.
Yeah, it was a long interview. And it was right before we went out and spoke, too. I can remember at one point thinking how nervous I was about it. Was a good diversion for me since I'd never really.
And a good warm. It warmed you up.
Yeah, warmed me up a little bit. But it was good. But I encourage everyone to stay tuned to it here in a couple of minutes. But I was going to. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I was going to say that I thought this was really funny. So this goes in line with, like French fries and fried chicken and you don't want to leave your house. Oh, we delivered a couple of 2 liters of Sprite and 2 liters of Gatorade. So 4 2-liter from 7-Eleven. It's kind of crazy.
You can just get whatever.
Well, and a couple of Apple Watches the other day, from North Park going up to North Dallas. Just crazy.
Picking
and I have a friend
stuff.
That actually, she bought a pair of shoes. She didn't have time to pick them up. She had Postmates deliver it. So you know what? Whatever works.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so I read this article about legal pot lifts junk food sales. So apparently the fabled marijuana-induced munchies cravings don't have people reaching for carrots. Duh. A new study from the University of Connecticut found that shortly after Colorado, Washington, and Oregon legalized recreational marijuana, increases in purchases were recorded in those states for potato chips.
I
were up 5.3%, and cookies were up 4.1%, and ice cream 3.1%.
That's hilarious.
It's hysterical, isn't it? Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it's true. You don't want something healthy. You're not like, hey, I want a salad.
Give me the chips.
Yeah.
Give me the chips
give
and
me
ice
those
cream.
Chips.
Well, the credit, I got this out of Natural Awakenings. I picked it up. Where did I pick it up? I can't remember. Oh, Whole Foods. I was in Whole Foods.
So does that change your stance on marijuana?
Well, no, because marijuana, I think, is beneficial for humans. Mm-hmm. It's a plant. It was put on the earth for a reason, and we do.
But
have
you're going to direct people to eat munchy food?
No, I'm not. No, I mean that's free will.
People.
That's free will. I know people that
don't do that.
That don't do that.
Yeah.
So, but cannabis serves the hemp plant, and cannabis is a very important plant for a lot of reasons, especially medical reasons. Medical marijuana should be available to anyone in this country.
Absolutely.
The land of the free the, I mean, what? In America, it's not legal? It's like so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And we know why.
It's pretty backwards.
We know why.
There's so many gray laws around it, too. Like, it's so confusing. You don't know which counties or where or what.
Yeah. It's a little, it's bull, you know what is what it is. But we're going to break because we've got a great, we're coming back and then we're going to play the tape. I'll introduce it and stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
When it's over, so let's say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMad, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Love that song, and it's the perfect choice. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, and Aviana Barrientos. We have Autumn Connolly coming up a little bit later in the broadcast. She's going to be talking about the benefits of mental discipline. I love Autumn. I can't wait to get her back in studio. I miss her. She had a baby a couple of months ago, so she's doing the mama thing. But, you know, today we are featuring the first half of the interview we did with Del Bigtree. Del is an Emmy Award-winning producer on the daytime talk show, The Doctors, for 6 years, or he was, with a background as a filmmaker and investigative medical journalist. He has devoted his career to vaccine safety research, and he is the producer of the film Vaxxed and the host of the talk show High Wire. We got the pleasure to speak with him at the Texas State Capitol in Austin for a vaccine choice rally, and so we're about to play the tape, so I hope you enjoy it and listen in. You're going to really, really like it. Hey, everyone. I'm here at the Capitol in Austin, Texas. I am honored to be here. It's my first time, believe it or not, actually in the Capitol. And I'm here in one of the conference rooms with Del Bigtree. He is one of the producers of the film Vaxxed. Some would say the infamous film Vaxxed. Yeah. I personally have not seen it. I've read over 20 books. Actually, I think 24 now on vaccines, starting back even 23 years ago. My first one was How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor by the beloved Dr. Robert Mendelsohn, who died a couple, 20 years ago. He's been gone. He's passed. But he was actually one of the leaders of this movement, if you will, this education of immunizations and vaccines. And the awareness that we should be aware of perhaps an over-vaccinating our children, would you say? Most importantly?
Yeah, and I think that's the number one issue of the time. I think it's why we're seeing skyrocketing rates of autoimmune disease, neurological disorders, is because of the sheer number of vaccines. Now, I think there's a further discussion on, you know, what vaccines, you know, are good. Are there good vaccines? You know, how many is too many? How many is enough?
Yeah, and you recently, you were speaking earlier, you said that you were at a scientific conference in Mexico for 3 days. Scientists from all over the world, is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, I was at a conference specifically on aluminum.
Aluminum.
So scientists are looking at aluminum in all of its forms in multiple scientific studies. I mean, literally every 30 minutes, there was another speaker for 3 days straight.
So let me ask you this. What prompted your passion for this particular subject or medical procedure?
So
don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to make a point here that a lot of people don't understand that vaccines really are a medical procedure.
Yes. You are, the moment that needle enters your body, you have just changed the mechanism of your immune system permanently for life. So it is one of the most drastic medical procedures you go through. And to not think about it, imagine a surgery you're not thinking about. This is like transplanting something in your body. You're about to shift the way your immune system naturally works forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the points that I make all the time, that when people say to me, just on the most basic term, why are you even questioning vaccines? Why are you involved with vaccines? And I say, well, you know, first of all, let's just talk about the facts. If we had the healthiest generation of children we'd ever seen in America, then there really wouldn't be much of an argument to make, like, hey, we're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They try to say we're healthy by saying that we've eradicated measles or infectious diseases. Mm-hmm. But the truth is this is actually the sickest generation of children in the industrialized world.
Yeah.
And the sickest generation of children we've ever seen in this country. And so I point out the fact that in 1980s, when our children were getting 10 vaccines, the autoimmune and neurological disorders, they're grouped into one category called chronic illness. That rate was 12.8% of American children had a chronic illness in the 80s when we got 10 vaccines. Now in 2019, when we're getting 72 vaccines and growing, We are now at 54% of America's children have a chronic illness. That's a fact. CDC states those facts. So we're getting sicker. And what we're talking about, the largest part of that category is autoimmune disease. Well, what's an autoimmune disease? It means your immune system is attacking itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's attacking your own body.
I have one.
Right. So it's a really, really problematic thing. And it's skyrocketing all over the country and the world. And people will say to me, well, Dale, how do you know it's not what's in our air, the pollution in our
right.
air, or the pesticides on our crops, or the steroids we're giving beef, you know, all of these different things. I said, oh, I think we should be investigating all of those things.
Absolutely. But, I agree. Yeah.
But when we're talking about immune systems of our children that are suddenly attacking their own bodies, which is, it breaks the evolutional process. We've been getting, mm-hmm. we're supposed to be adapting to our planet. For some reason, all of a sudden, we're moving backwards.
Right.
If your body's immune system is attacking itself, it's confused, shouldn't we be looking closest at the one product we've just talked about, air, food, water, all of that, mm-hmm. that's actually designed to alter your immune system for life?
Yeah.
Because that's what it does. If you ask someone, what does a vaccine do? They say, well, it tricks the body into thinking it's had a disease. Well, we're not just tricking a child's body one time, 10 times, 20 times, 40 times, 60 times, 72 times in America, we are tricking our children's immune systems. Mm-hmm. And we're shocked that that immune system has somehow is dysfunctioning now and has gotten confused and is attacking either the myelin sheath around your muscles. You're going to have multiple sclerosis. If it attacks your brain, you're going to have a neurological disorder.
Right.
Many could be autism. You're going to have brain swelling. If it attacks your pancreas, you're going to have diabetes. All of these things on the rise.
Do you feel that, based on what I've read, I feel, but I want to know how you feel, about all the things that you've touched on, so food, the environment, the over-vaccination of our children, the quality of our air, all those mm-hmm. things have an effect. In
yeah.
fact, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, I don't know if you know him or not, he's a medical doctor and a PhD, and he said that even something like lead, living too close to a freeway, a child mm-hmm. living too close to a freeway at a major thoroughfare could even cause mild autism because of the lead getting into the child. And you think of the quality of the food that Americans eat, or children all over the world, but especially here in America,
yeah.
there's unprecedented greed and corruption, in my opinion,
yes.
based on everything that I've said and my own personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
I've been victim to it as well mm-hmm. in the business world. And so do you feel that autism, the only cause of autism, though, is vaccines or immunizations?
No, not at all. If you know when you watch Vax, you'll see that we have some of the top scientists in the world discussing what is autism.
Yeah.
Doreen Grampuchet runs CARD, which is Centers for Autism and Related Diseases. That is the number one. She has hundreds of clinics around the world. She is the number one leader on treating children with autism.
Mm-hmm.
And what she says is that autism, and this is really shared by most scientists now looking at autism, appears to be an issue where children's bodies, specific children, do not have the ability to detoxify like other
right.
healthy children.
Mm-hmm.
So that the lead in that highway next door, or the vaccine with the aluminum that's coming into their bodies, or the flu shot that might have mercury in it,
or the genetically modified food.
There's all of these metals in pesticides that for normal children, they eat it, they're injected with it, they breathe it, and their bodies have white blood cells that grab that stuff and do their best to get it out of the body. And so they end up being okay. For autistic children, they don't have that ability. They cannot clear it. So this stuff is building and building and building up in their bodies. And what we see when we see autism is just a total overwhelming of one of these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so a mother put it in a very clear way to me the other day. She said, you know, a doctor will say to me that vaccines don't cause autism. And she said, they're right. My child's autism was not caused by vaccines. My child's encephalopathy, brain swelling, was caused by vaccines. The behavior that resulted was autism. Autism is a behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a disease.
Right.
It's the result of brain swelling. And guess what's written on the insert of every vaccine you're giving your kids as a potential side effect? Guess what's paid out billions of dollars in court? Is encephalopathy. And
yeah.
I think it's a really good distinction.
Absolutely.
That what we're talking about is a behavior that's simply a result of your child's brain swelling inside their head due to a vaccine, due to this overload, this toxic overload. So autism appears to really just be a toxic overload. And as much as they try to say that we've proved that vaccines are not causing autism, that is simply and completely not true. They have not proved it. And that's what I've spent my last 3 years since I made Vaxxed.
And I apologize for not seeing it. There's a lot
it's
of
okay.
Well, here's the thing. I'm so busy reading and preparing for other we cover so much on One Life Radio, but I am very passionate about children.
Yeah.
And children's lives are in the balance here.
Yeah.
The future of our country is in the balance here on so many levels. And I agree with you that this is one of the number one, if not the number one issue facing America today.
Yes. This issue is challenging our First Amendment rights more than anything ever has. I come from California, where we've lost our right to choose what's injected into our children. If our kids are going to go to a public or a private school that my taxes are paying for. So my children can't. I don't vaccinate my kids. I will not put any of these products into my kids. And I'll tell you the simplest reason why. I have investigated them now for about 4 years straight. I used to be a producer on the daytime talk show, The Doctors.
Oh, wow.
I won an Emmy Award for 6 years celebrating medicine and science. So I'm not anti-science, and I'm not medicine.
I'm not either.
I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
What I'm telling you is this investigation now, since I've made Vaxxed, which is about a whistleblower that came forward and said we're committing fraud.
Andrew Wakefield.
No, not Andrew Wakefield, but Dr. William Thompson.
Oh, okay.
Dr. William Thompson works at the CDC to this day. He came forward in 2015 and said, we committed scientific fraud on the MMR autism study. The measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, we were tasked to look at its connection to autism by the Congress. This was in 2000 when there was a real scare that the MMR might cause autism. What he said is we ran the study on 3,000 kids in Atlanta and we saw exactly that. We saw an increased risk of autism if you got the vaccine on time, between 12 and 18 months. And it was only, by the way, they didn't compare to children that didn't get the vaccine. They just compared children that got it 12 to 18 months to those that waited till after 3 years old. And the results were staggering. African-American boys were 3.56 times more likely to develop autism if they got that vaccine between 12 and 18 months versus those that waited until after 3 years old.
And wasn't that information held back from the CDC? I read that just the other day.
Yeah, they erased it. They tried to switch all of the numbers and categories. So that if you're in a study, you're supposed to lock in how you're going to categorize everything and what you're going to do with the data. You're not allowed to change the format of your study once you're in it because that's scientific fraud. But that's exactly what they did. Mm-hmm. They started changing the age groups. What if we look at 10 to 16 months and then after, manipulating, and this is what Thompson tells us, we kept running different stats to try and see could we get rid of this effect that was very troubling. When they couldn't, in the end, they kicked half of the kids off the study.
Mm-hmm.
They took the 3,000 kids they had and they dropped it down to 1,800 kids. You don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't suddenly throw your control group out and throw the groups out. And what that did was it was still 1.8 times more likely to develop autism. But there were so few kids left in the study that could prove it. They said it was statistically insignificant. And even worse, Thompson tells us, they dragged then after 4 years on this study. By the way, it was supposed to take 6 months. They had promised we're going to crank out the numbers and the world will see this study by the beginning of 2001, starting in 2000. He said we spent 3 years behind closed doors manipulating the study, and when we could not manipulate it enough, they dragged a garbage can in the middle of the room and they said, bring your hard drives, bring all of your data and throw it in this garbage can.
Wow.
And we have been calling from the moment Vax was released, we've been calling for our Congress, because the CDC is a government agency.
Right.
We want all of these people held accountable. Our government's refusing to do it.
We'll continue this conversation with Del Bigtree after the break. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. If you're just now joining us, we're playing a pre-recorded interview with Del Bigtree, producer of the documentary Vaxxed. Before the break, Del expressed his concerns with the manipulation of vaccine studies conducted by the CDC. Let's jump back in and listen.
It's so far-reaching. Vaccines are one of the most profitable businesses in the world.
Yep.
Anyone that knows about business knows that. They understand it. Wall Street's involved. Mm-hmm. Our whole medical community is involved. But why do you think that vaccines have become one of the most hateful, anger-driven topics that you could possibly discuss among Americans?
Part of my knee-jerk reaction to say it's by design. I think that there was a goal. There's a goal by the pharmaceutical industry, which is now, I think you have to look at, in any story, they always say in journalism, follow the money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you follow the money in the United States government.
Not on One Life Radio, though. Well,
okay, good. I'm glad to hear
that. It's funded
that.
By me.
So I want you to think about this. The most powerful, richest lobby in Washington is not oil and gas. It is not guns and ammo or the war industrial complex. It's the pharmaceutical industry.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, twice as big as any other lobby there. They are spending $2 to every dollar Exxon and BP are spending on lobbying your politicians. So think about that. Ask yourself, why would a company that makes drugs need to lobby politicians? And it leads you to where the world is going. The future of the pharmaceutical industry is not in drugs. It's in vaccines. And there's a reason for that. When we think about the pharmaceutical industry, most people say, I don't like them. I don't trust them. It's clear they're out for their own good.
Mm-hmm.
We watched the opioid epidemic. It bothers us that we found out the Sackler family knowingly, you know, played both sides of this. They created Suboxone to make money off of people that were addicted. They told doctors to push it on kids. And so everyone got addicted. And now 65,000 people a year are dying from opioid dependency.
My brother was one of them.
Right. So right there, that story tells you what's really going on here. So when people say to me, my doctor knows best, I'm not going to listen to you, I trust them, they've looked into this vaccine issue. And I said, well, if that was true, then they need to be blamed for the opioid epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be blamed because they were the ones prescribing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't blame the doctors. The doctors didn't know better. And this is what you need to know about doctors. They don't actually know what they're talking about. When they have a question, they're just like you. They go to the internet. They go to one place on the internet. They go to the CDC's website.
Mm-hmm.
And they look up, what does the CDC say? And that's my Bible. And so the CDC says that opioids are safe and effective, so they kept prescribing them.
Right.
It's the same thing they've done with vaccines. They have no idea how a vaccine works. I assure you that most of the parents that are here at this Capitol today, and you yourself, could talk more about the metabolic system, how the immune system works better than almost any pediatrician alive, because they aren't taught about that. All they're taught is how to stick it into your arm and squeeze the trigger and mm-hmm. let it go. And then they're taught, if there's a question about vaccines, simply tell them they're safe and effective. Say it over and over again. If they continue to challenge them, tell them you'll threaten to kick them out of the practice. And if they do continue, then kick them out of your practice. That's literally the entire education system. And I know it sounds like I'm being outrageous. I'm not.
No.
I mean, there are so many pediatricians that have come to our side now and said, I had no idea how these things work. So anyway, let me get back to the point.
The future
of the pharmaceutical industry is vaccines for multiple reasons. When we think about this industry that loses lawsuits all the time, in fact, two, three weeks ago, Johnson & Johnson just paid out over $3 billion. Why? Because talcum powder that we have been sprinkling on our babies' privates for the last 50 years has always had asbestos in it, and they knew it. And the EPA let it slide by, and Johnson & Johnson lied about it, and finally we have proof they knew about it. They'd investigated. Their own studies found it. They knew there was asbestos in baby powder. Okay? This happens all the time. So we have got to be able to sue the industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we think about that's pharma. That's, you know, that's Johnson. Johnson makes vaccine. Bayer.
It's a crime.
You know, it's a crime.
They need to be held accountable.
These people have no problem. You know, when they say, well, you're saying vaccines are trying to injure children, I'm saying vaccines are making them a fortune, and that's all they care about.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's injuring, they're hiding it if they know it. Here's the problem.
Okay.
I mean, I know I'm, but it's really important.
No, no.
I can sue Johnson & Johnson for talcum powder, and that's why we know what we know. We could sue on opioids, and that's why we know what we know. We can sue on Vioxx that killed 65,000 people. That's why we know that they knew that that drug caused heart attacks. There's only one product that this industry makes that we can't sue them and get to the information. You know what it is? Vaccines. It's the only product. They are fully protected by our government forever being sued. They will never pay out a red cent for anyone that dies from vaccines, anyone injured by vaccines. Add to that, not only do they not get sued, it's the only product they make that has never been through a double-blind, inert placebo safety study. They have never had to run vaccines to the same test every drug goes through, which is for 5 to 10 years, give one group the trial vaccine or the trial drug and the other group a sugar pill or a saline injection, and let's see, nobody knows which is which, and let's see what their health outcomes are. That's how drugs get approved. This is the only product that's never been through that, never been through a safety study. Health and Human Services, I've sued, I've won. My nonprofit won a lawsuit this year against Health and Human Services. We won a lawsuit against the National Institute of Health, and we just settled a case with the FDA. We said to the FDA, you're recommending, and the CDC is recommending, that pregnant women get Tdap vaccines and flu vaccines. Mm-hmm. Will you please provide us with the studies where pregnant women were given flu shots and Tdap vaccines and the safety study that was done? We want to see all the trials that involve pregnant women. You know what they wouldn't give us the answer?
Right.
So we sued them. You know what the answer is? Not once. Not once was a pregnant woman ever a part of a trial that gave them flu shots or Tdap vaccines, yet you see posters in every hospital, in every Walgreens, everywhere you go, saying you need to get your flu shot if you're pregnant. They have never tested it, folks. Not once. That is an absolute assumption that your fetus is not going to be affected. And by the way, flu shot's the only vaccine that still has mercury in it.
Wow.
Half of the flu shots, and you could be giving mercury to the developing brain inside of your stomach. And no one at the CDC, not only they're not telling you at the CDC or FDA, they're recommending it. Okay, so no safety studies, no liability, and then you take away. So you're taking away the market forces that would force an industry to make a better product.
Mm-hmm.
If an airbag fails and you can sue for it killing grandma,
right,
then watch. You watch. 10 million cars are suddenly recalled. It happens all the time.
This
but
act,
not for vaccines.
Right. Wasn't it Ronald Reagan that passed the act in 1986?
Yes.
After a famous lawsuit of a DPT vaccine where there was a $5 million $5 million awarded to the family for damages. And I think it was only like 3 or 4 months later that the act
that was
passed.
Just one case that got publicity. Literally what happened was the pharmaceutical industry said, we are losing so much money in lawsuits on vaccines, we cannot make a profit. I want you to think about that. The pharmaceutical industry was making a product that could not make a profit. And so they blackmailed Ronald Reagan and said, if the United States government thinks vaccines are great, then you need to protect us from liability because we can't make any money on it. So think about this. Our government gave liability on a product that was being sued so much for killing, maiming, and injuring children. That is the basis of vaccines. Now, our health department has to take that on. So here's how the law worked. What it said is, you won't sue the manufacturer. You're going to sue the U.S. government if you're injured. And by the way, Ronald Reagan hated the idea. I mean, he almost vetoed it. And the Congress was really hung up on it, too. They said, this is dangerous. We've never done this for a single product. We've never taken liability away. And this product's injected into children. So the Congress said to the Health and Human Services, that's the mothership of our health department, so people know, HHS oversees CDC, FDA, NIH, and HRSA, which is this legal body of our health department. What the Congress said is, this is dangerous. We obviously have a product we're now taking liability on as a government. So Health and Human Services was immediately tasked in the law to meet with Congress every 2 years and explain how Health and Human Services was fixing the problem of vaccine injury. And specifically, they demanded that Health and Human Services and the CDC do studies to look into why was the DPT vaccine causing so many injuries, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, okay? And then they said also there'll be a task force headed by the National Institute of Health that will be the head of the NIH, head of FDA, and CDC will work together to create ways to make vaccines safer. Okay, so these are the two lawsuits we won. Mm-hmm. We asked Health and Human Services, in the law, it says you're supposed to meet with Congress every 2 years. Will you please provide us with all the data you provided to Congress every 2 years since 1986 when we took liability away? They fought us and fought us. They wouldn't give us. We sued them. In the end, in that lawsuit, they had to sign. We made them sign their response, which was, we never met with Congress once.
Wow.
Not since the act. The act said they had to every 2 years. They never did
they
it.
They never did.
We did the same thing with the National Institute of Health. We want to see what the task force that's mandated by this law that took liability, what recommendations have you made to Congress and to Health and Human Services? What studies did you do to make vaccines safer? They fought us. Guess what we found out? Our what? Task force never was put together.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
So they broke the law.
They broke the law.
Nobody is and looking no out still, for your safety. So right. Now your children, you must know this, are part of the greatest human experiment of all times. Not a single vaccine you're given to your child has ever been through a safety study. It is an absolute lie when they say vaccines are safe and effective. They can maybe argue that they're effective, but they cannot say that they're safe. And let me just give you the numbers. I know I'm rattling on. You probably have other questions, but this is the most important
part. Okay, no.
We are told that vaccine injuries are one in a million. You've heard that. Everyone's
yes,
heard
of
that,
course.
Right? Doctors, famous doctors, politicians, Sanjay Gupta will tell you vaccine injury is one in a million. Well, let me just give you the facts because I'm a journalist. I don't go on what people say. Anyone can say anything. Saying there's thousands of studies that prove safety does not mean there's thousands of studies that prove safety. I've investigated these things. So here's what I can tell you. Here's what we know about the rate of injury from vaccines. In 2018, last year, there's only one system that captures the injuries in America. It's called the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. It's run by Health and Human Services. So when a doctor gives your child a vaccine and they start having seizures 5 hours later, and you say, my kid's having seizures, they're supposed to immediately report that to VAERS. If your child dies 3 days after a vaccine, which happens all the time, mm-hmm. you're supposed to report it to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. So VAERS in 2018 is the only, you know, cap system we have had over 58,000 reported vaccine injuries.
Wow.
In 1 year, just 2018, only in America. 58,000 injuries. That's a lot more than one in a million. I mean, there's only 320 to 50 million people here. You're saying that there's 58,000 million people living here. Something's wrong with mm-hmm. your math.
Okay? The math is wrong.
Of the 58,000, over 400 of those are deaths from vaccines.
Wow.
So we killed potentially more than 400 people in 2018 that were reported in 2018 from vaccines. When people say to you, well, there's an accepted casualty, does anyone know you're murdering 400 innocent people? That child might have gone on to be a future president of the United States, or maybe to be a great scientist that was going to figure out a better way in a product that doesn't kill mm-hmm. 400 people in order to create immunity. Okay? And then 10,000 emergency room visits, but it gets worse. It gets much worse because internal reviews of the VAERS system by independent contractors, by the Congress of the United States, and most recently by Harvard Medical School. Harvard Medical School was asked to come in and look at VAERS, analyze it, see if you could make it work better and see how effective it is. And also the idea was to try and automate it, to get it so that it would just automatically these reports would go up on the system. Harvard reported from their internal study, and every other study has looked at it, it appears VAERS is capturing less than 1% of the total amount of wow. vaccine injuries in America. Wow. Okay, so think about that. Let's do the math really quickly. That means that there weren't 58,000 vaccine injuries in 2018. There was 5.8 million vaccine injuries in 2018. That doesn't mean that 400 people died from vaccines. Potentially 40,000 people were killed by vaccines. So when they try to make you afraid of a rash for 4 days called measles, and they are taking away people's rights in Rockland County, cannot mm-hmm. even go to school or a mm-hmm. restaurant because they're unvaccinated. They don't even have measles. Just simply they are not protected against measles. By the way, all of those Hasidic Jews in that area want to get the measles because they'll have lifelong immunity.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you tell me that anti-vaxxers are putting people at risk, no, your pharmaceutical industry is knowingly killing countless people. Mm-hmm. And no matter whether those numbers, you know, are worse or less, we know it's worse. We know that it's worse than 400. We just don't know how much worse. And that's what I'm involved in, is collecting the data. And this is all I've got to say.
I could listen to you forever.
We are told that vaccines are safe and effective, and the science is settled. The science is settled, okay? That is the only scientific, this is the only scientific body in the world, in any astrology, physics, you name it, medicine, that is claiming there are no questions left to it, no questions to be asked. It is immaculate science. And so I pose to you that if they are that arrogant and they believe that strongly in their science behind this, why do I have so many questions? Mm-hmm. And by the way, my bar should be very low to unearth your statement. Because if you're saying it's immaculate, I shouldn't have to do much other than show you a couple serious problems. And I think you've heard many of them. There's the potential that more than 5 million people are being injured by vaccines. So here's all I want. I don't want the eradication of vaccines. I want to demand that every scientist in this country that is supporting vaccines have a debate with us in our science. I want you to explain to the world why you're not doing safety studies. I want you to explain how you can accept 5.9 million potential injuries. I want you to explain how many kids we are allowed to kill in the United States of America for a product made by the pharmaceutical industry. I want you to explain why you think it's okay to be censoring the internet from every mother that watched and witnessed with her own eyes in a country that is fighting for Me Too and I'm With Her, to be muzzling mothers who witnessed the injury of their own children on social media, that are sharing the injury videos of their children, and now Facebook is not going to let those videos be seen?
Yeah.
And we wonder how people in Germany didn't know that Auschwitz was right down the road. Mm-hmm. This is how.
Yeah.
When you lose free speech, when you start censoring real people with eyewitness stories to push an agenda for the pharmaceutical industry, that's the death of a nation. And
absolutely,
that is the death of freedom.
Absolutely.
You can tell I'm a little bit passionate about
this. I'm very passionate too, which is how why I started One Life Radio, because I, like you, am seeking truth.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of success prior. And so I took that luck, if you will. Lucky enough to be born, timing is everything.
Yeah.
Lucky enough to stay healthy enough to build a couple of companies. And now I'm seeking truth. I'm seeking truth like you are, and I get furious sometimes, and I get passionate. I am passionate, but I get very furious.
Yes.
But here's the problem, I think the reason that more people are not coming on board and listening is because we've turned it into a political issue. We've got to create unity to bring both sides together so that they can listen to you. They can listen to you and understand the logic and the facts that you present here today. Your brain is brilliant. I'm absolutely, truly fascinated. And I apologize again for not watching the film.
Oh, no,
it'll be one of the first films that I watch when I get back to Dallas.
It's only one stat now I have amongst, I could talk for days on this subject.
Yeah.
But Vaxxed is great for all other reasons. You should see it. Not because I made it. It does something that nothing I've ever seen does. It really, truly changes hearts and minds. There's something in that movie that really grabs people. And that's what they're afraid of. That's why they're censoring it. That's why Amazon just pulled it off of the internet.
Right.
So you can't get to it.
It's so crazy. So I can't get to it now?
You can. Best place to go would be to go to vaxthemovie.com. That's a distributor. You can buy it there.
Oh, okay.
And I think on Vimeo you can still stream it.
Everyone, that was Del Bigtree. He is a producer of the controversial film Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. All I can say is, holy smokes. And I hope you enjoyed it. Part 2 will be playing tomorrow. Coming up, we've got Autumn Connolly. She'll be joining us in just a minute. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Lexi Brinkley, and we have Autumn Connolly on the line. I miss her so much. She is a self-taught vegan cook. She's a mom of three now and a researcher of all-natural remedies. She's an animal lover, and Autumn teaches free meditation and yoga classes in Fort Worth. She has even written a children's book. I love this woman. Today, we're talking about the benefits of mental discipline. How are you doing, Autumn?
I'm good.
I can't wait to see you.
We miss you.
I know.
So much.
I want to hold that baby. I do. I do.
I've absconded to the Arizona mountains.
Yeah, you just got back from there, didn't you? Or you said you're there now?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous. I wasn't sure if you were back in Fort Worth or not.
No, it's beautiful.
Did you see Dr. Gabriel Cousins?
No, he moved to Israel.
He did?
I thought he was just on vacation. Okay.
Is his house up for sale, or is it? Maybe I'll buy it.
Oh, there's some really pretty houses for sale. I've been looking.
Well, you know, I love what we're talking about today, and who better to speak with this about than you, Autumn? The benefits of mental discipline. So, for people, I mean, we all kind of know what mental discipline is, but what's your definition of mental discipline?
My basic take on it is to. You know, a simple saying, don't sweat the small stuff, but on a larger scale, you know, to just be able to let the negative things pass by, you know, to be able to contain the mental chatter. You know, there's something called the monkey mind, and it's where, you know, we're constantly self-referencing, you know, things that are going on in our lives and allowing ourselves to kind of follow this rabbit hole of often negative patterns of thinking. And instead, mental discipline would be where when you recognize that's happening, be able to acknowledge it as a thought, but not to get caught up in it.
Yeah, like stoicism.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, no, I'm reading a book about that. It's very interesting, and just how we do lose our minds over small stuff. And really, if you break it down, that's really what stoicism and mental discipline is. It's don't sweat the small stuff, like you said. So how does meditation helps with this mental discipline, correct?
Oh, meditation is one of the key ways. So the monkey mind is actually a kind of a cute little name for an actual brain pattern and brain waves, a collection of them. And meditation helps to turn that down. And when you're in a fight or flight mode, then oftentimes your mind is amping up that section of the brain. And so you have more negative thoughts than you usually would, which of course, when an upsetting situation is going on, or even just a day-to-day life stress situation is happening, you don't really want to indulge in that side of your brain. And through meditation, it actually shrinks the activity in the portion of the brain and allows you to kind of be able to take a step back and have a macro view over everything.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like you're floating in space.
That's exactly it.
I'm picturing myself floating into my daughter's bedroom and telling her to make her bed one more time without losing my mind. I wish I could do that, like float into the room, scare the bejesus out of her too.
You know, the one way it is that it's called in is a lot like what you're saying as far as floating in space. It's just called being the observer. You know, kind of realize that what's going on here is, you know, more of a, almost like a theater, you know, play that's going on in front of you, and you're not actually impacted. You know, we've all been around long enough, I would think, at this point to realize that when something negative happens, it often passes.
Yeah.
And where you're left isn't as terrible as you thought it would be. And oftentimes it opens up the doors to even greater things in life. So it's when you're able to take that step back and observe your life as a separate entity rather than the human character that's in this play, then you're able to kind of look at things and take it all with a pinch of salt.
What a great message. I miss you so much. See, I'm missing you even more now. Okay, so we're going to do a little meditation.
It is a meditation.
Oh, it's a meditation?
So it's a mantra meditation.
But
it's a mantra meditation. It is in Sanskrit. And the sounds of the words that you'd hear in the Sanskrit chant, they're great for containing your mind, for being able to rope it in and focus your thoughts on what you want to focus on rather than swirling.
I love it, and it blocks animosity, and it's good for self control. Okay, so we've got about a minute. Go ahead, girl, and then okay, go ahead.
Okay. Apsahai hola. Sajada satadola hara 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 apsahai hola sajada satadola hara 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 apsahai da-da-da. Hotter, hotter, hotter. So that's the one that I like
I
to
love
practice
it.
Pretty regularly.
I love it. You're such a badass. I can't wait to see you and the baby. Take care, Autumn. We'll see you soon. Everyone out there, thank you so much for listening. And you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.